Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Do you allow the Holy Spirit to use you as a lighthouse for the Lord in your daily life? I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. In Matthew 28, we read, "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'" Jesus taught his disciples much on obedience and sharing God's truth. Are you ready and willing to do what the Lord is showing and telling you to do in your life and in your marriage? I am afraid that today many are choosing the wide, easy pathway, which is the world's way of life. Christians are being disobedient to the Word of God and to the Lord's will and way. In John 14:12, we read, "I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." You and I must choose to live the Christ-like life, and the Holy Spirit is going to empower us to live our life victoriously. Are you willing to follow your Lord's daily example? Read His Word and put it into action. May you spend time with your Lord every day. If you do, you will see many answers to your prayers in your life and in your marriage. In John 14:23, we read, Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. The Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things, and I will remind you of everything I've said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Every day may you and I strive to be the spouse, the mom or dad, the Lord wants us to be. When your family or friends see you going through difficulties, do they see you react or seek the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, to find out His will and way in your life? When the Lord answers your prayer, do you give God the glory? May we remember His mighty power in our lives. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. Jesus calls the Holy Spirit another counselor. Counselor in the Greek means comforter, helper, advisor, advocate, intercessor, friend. Jesus Christ paid the price at Calvary, and he has left us with the Holy Spirit, who is our indwelling helper and intercessor on earth until he returns. God heals hurting people and marriages. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.